Okay. No. We finished different aspects of Mishlei we've gone through. Finished Mishas Chaya. Perek Lamed of Mishlei. Very important perek. Divrei Ogu ben Yoke. Who wrote this? The major machlokas Chazal. Who wrote this? And take a look in some place in Chazal. Chazal write that this is a remozim to Shlomo HaMelech. Other say no. They're just like Mishlei, just like Shir Hashirim, just like, excuse me, Tehillim was not all written by David HaMelech. Most was written by David HaMelech. And some of it was written by other people. For instance, Tefillah LeMoshe was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal tell us there were 10 authors. David HaMelech organized it, what he could, and all other shirim written Baruch HaKodesh, and put it into a sefer. So too, Chizkiyahu HaMelech took through Perek Choftes and it's written by Shlomo HaMelech, took other things that were written by great Chachamim in Baruch HaKodesh and put it together in a sefer. Take a look. That opinion is adopted by the Groh. The Groh writes here. Divrei Ogo ben Yoko. Ki anshek nes ha-gdolo, he says, Sidru b'chol seifu kol ma sh'nase b'ruach ha-kodesh. Kamo b'tilu, he says, Sidru ma sh'ama osov ha'im of Yerusalem. Chen kan b'mishlein, Sidru kol ma sh'nase derech moshu b'nyonei Musa. Parshas are also Ogo b'ruach ha-kodesh. So says, that's the Groh takes this opinion of Chazal. Take a look in the Malbim. Malbim says the same thing. They were Ogu ben Yoke. He says, Simen ze tiku anche chizkiyo divre chochum echot. Now, what did he say? Hamasu num hageva lo asiel, isiel, he said it to isiel, and sometimes he said it to isiel and ucho. Rashi says, no, it's Shlomo. Divrei Shlomo. Sha'ogar es habino vahikiyo. Kach pereshu chacham. Tanchuma says this. Because I don't know how the place say different. So Rashi says, Zer Shlomo. Why and who is this the Yisrael? He said it about himself. This Rashi quotes a Medrash. We'll see. The Medrash says, and what the Groh says is, other opinions in Chazal. What did he say? Kivar enochi meyish v'obinos odom li v'lamadati chochma v'da v'lamadati chochma v'das kadoshim ego. Okay. The Groh says, and it's similar in certain things to the Gra and the Malbim have a tremendous overlap. Malbim says, what are we talking about here? This was this Chochum Gadol by name of Ogur. And what did they ask him? They asked him about Bria's Hola. And what did Ogur answer? It says, Baranochim Eish, I am ignorant than Ish. Whatever Ish is. Binos Odom Li, I don't have the understanding of Odom. Lolomadati Chochma, Das Kedoshim Eda. So the Gra says there are certain Yechidei Skula who achieved the greatest Havana of the world via the Torah. And they were able via the Torah to have a full and complete understanding of Bria's Olam. Ogur said, but the rest of us, we don't have that understanding. Let's see, well, who is this? Okay. You are an Ochim Eish, who Yaakov. I'm more ignorant than Ish, is Yaakov. Shinama is an Ish Tom. She'eni Tonu Kamot Yaakov, She'yoda Darche Hashem. Yaakov Avinu had a complete understanding of the Darche Hashem. Lobinos Odom Li, who Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the Madrega of a Bino. Dinos Maven Dovin Tochtov. Lomarati Chochma says. So the Gra has various references. In Nister, where they say Yitzchok is Bino and Avram Avinu is Choch. Vadas Kedoshim Eino Hem Ashvotim Kulam Kedoshim Vador Deo. Now, the 12 Shvatim and the office were a certain madrega of Havana of the Yesodos of the world. Sefer Yetzirah. Now, this is a Sefer written by Avram Avinu. Written by Avram Avinu, that is the Yesodos of the Bria Sa'olam. Bria Sa'olam was done by a process called Tsirifosios. That means that there's a whole ruchnius procedure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through that Avraham Avinu understood completely and totally. And after this whole ruchnius procedure, the world emerged. So all the attempts to understand Apiteva how the world came into being are destined to failure because it was not created to a physical process. So when they asked the question through which physical process was Bria Sa'olam achieved, it's the wrong question. Because there's a whole mystical process of Ruchnius, of Tsirifosius, through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole Olam HaRuchni. And then from that Olam HaRuchni emerged Olam HaGashmi. And if one does not understand this entire Olam HaRuchni and process of creating Olam HaRuchni, there's no clue you're going to get to how the Olam HaGashmi happened. Happened with the Big Bang, it didn't happen with the Big Bang, and all the different theories that change every 8 to 10 minutes. Now, Stephen Hawking, he had the whole it all figured out. But the paper he wrote before he died, the whole thing has changed. Okay. And in 10 years, it'll be changed again. In 25 years, it'll be changed again. Everyone look back what they said before, it didn't make any sense. because they're looking at it from the total wrong angle. And that is what Ogub and Yoke told these people. Who understood it? Avram understood it. He had Chochma. He had a full understanding. Then Yitzchak Avinu understood it on a different madrega. What does Chochma mean? You have all the Chochma that which he understood it. Bina is Maven Dover, Mitoch Dover. He understood it in the next level. Yankim Avinu understood it in the next level. And Yud Bei Shiftei Koch. We're not regular simple people. They also understood it, and they were a Dordea. And one other human being understood it. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. Yola Shemayim Vayered. Negan Moshe. Moshe was the person who went up to Shemayim and came down. Brought down the Torah. Mi Osaf Ruach B'chofnov. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Shosa Arbet Vorem Yisrael. What did Moshe Rabbeinu did four things. You have to understand why these four things are critical. Shahorin HaTorah V'Haluchos. Brought two things down. Torah and Luchos. For Korah Hayam, for Hekim and Samishkan. Zehu, Miyola Shemayim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim for? For the Torah. Miyosef Ruchot, Neged Aluchos. Do a midbor, how you cool on the Vim, Ubusol Hamashem. And you have to understand, and for Chazal, this was very critical. The door of midbor was not just a simple group of people, primitive slaves, who were somehow very primitive and simple people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the year of Esamachus, there was a purpose of Esamachus, to teach them Yisodos, understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the Bria. By the time Makas Bechoros, Yavarti Ber Mitzrayim, it was a Gilish Shechina, not the Yamalach of HaKadosh Baruch. Now, at the time they got to Kriyas Yamsuf, Masheros Hashiv Chalayam, they were on a higher Madrega than any other Novi after that period of time. By the time they got to Maimed Har Sinai, the Madrega was that they had a Nevuah one notch under the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not quite there. And then the entire 40 years in the Midbar, they remained Nevi'im. The Rambam writes in Shemana Prokim, what was the Aveira of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was dealing with the people on the Madrega of a Nevuah higher than Yechezkel, higher than Maisa Merkov, and what he called them Shimuno Hamorim. You don't insult people in that Madrega. Now, people in that Madrega make a mistake, but they were on the highest Madrega. They Hoyu Mizbo, Hoyu Kulam, the Vim, the Sochum Hashem. Kasher Chotu. So, Chayto Ego, Shivosa Batamos. Shivosa Batamos, they lost their love, Madrega of Nevuah. When did it come back? Came back on Yom Kippur, by Yom Hashem Solachti Kippurach. And that is the Luchos Shnios. V'chozer Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh Lohem Kamiket. He brought us back to a madrig. It's our mayim basimlo. That is karahayam. The heikin kolaf seyoretz is the hakama samishka. Four things Moshe Rabbeinu did for us. And why is the hakama samishka essential? for two reasons. Said in the Musash Musa. The Mishkan was a place for Hashras Hashkina, so that Klal Yisrael, even though they may have come down and not been on the level of Nevuah that they were in the Midbar, but they had an ongoing presence and a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Hashras Hashkina in the Mishkan, and subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash. And what we attempt to achieve by coming back to a Beis HaMikdash, and what we lost through the Beis HaMikdash, is that deep, intimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people felt on a daily basis. And that is the purpose of the Bria. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be able to feel that connection to Him. Now, there is that Madrega of these 16 people. The others, Yud Beis Shiftei Kah and Moshe Rabbeinu, were the only ones who had that deep havana to be able to understand what the Bria was all about. Yes, there's a Sefer Yetzirah. It was written by Avraham Avinu that describes in detail how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Now that Sefer Yetzirah doesn't mean just because Moshe Avraham Avinu wrote it, and Yitzchak Avinu understood it more, and Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shabbos, understood it more. It doesn't mean if we read it, we understand it. If anyone will pick up a Sefer Yetzirah, I can guarantee them they won't understand one thing there. Not at all. Even as a Perish HaGron, the Sefer Yetzirah, you have to understand Torah, the Madrega, the Groth, to understand the bottom level of the understanding of the Sefer Yetzirah. So, what are they saying? You want to understand the Bria? It's fine. But just realize, whatever you're going to understand in the understanding of the Bria doesn't come to the beginning of the understanding, and the essential understanding is beyond you. Okay. That is Laschol. So these Chachamim came to Ogur. And he, at that point, was the Chochem Mikol Adam. And Ruach HaKodesh, he was a Navi. And they said, please teach us from your exalted Chochma about Briyas HaOlam. And what do Ogur said? Whatever my exalted Chochma is, and whatever my Ruach HaKodesh and level of Navu is, it doesn't get me to the level of those 16 people who were able to understand the Bria on the ultimate Ruchni is part of the Bria that resulted in the physical world we have. Rambam writes, Mara Nevuchim, Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything in the Bria, whole world. Why? Since he had full Havana Sator, he's able to understand that. But if you go through the history here, since it began with Avraham Avinu and progressed Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yud Beis Shiftei Kah, then Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. And even though the world goes on, Mashmo, Ayish Asher Kishmo. Who is anyone on that Madrega? Mashem Beno. Kamoso Shayoda Talumos Chochma Bedar Chasha. There is no one who knows the Chochma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashem Beno. This Shemo of Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the Ben of Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gro a very interesting thing here. Shehu kishmo klomo kamos shiyodad Mashem Benoki b'chol dor v'dor Yislabez Moshe b'tamer chochem ha'golus v'kosodor. The number one tamer chochem in every door, somehow Moshe Rabbeinu is mislabez in that. He is Moshe Rabbeinu's successor. Now, who is the tamer chochem ha'golus v'chol dor v'dor? It's no one you read about in Hamodia, in Yateid, or any Hamishpacha, or anything like that. Forget it. And nothing to do with that. But, he says, in Becholdor V'dor, even Tamachom Achigod Godol, who can be, is not on that Madrega to understand the Yesod of Sabriya after Moshe Rabbeinu was. Okay. Now, that is in general for people. We'll go through the Groh and we'll go through the other Meforshim, how they understood. But according to the Groh, these people, according to the Malbim, in a slightly different way, they approached Ogur ben Yochev, and he was Sheyogu Lehem Talumas Chochma B'darche Hashem, that he should reveal to them the most hidden parts of the Chochmah and the Archa Hashem. Okay, now, so he began by saying, listen, the ultimate thing that you're after, forget it, you're not going to get there. So what will I tell you? I'll tell you what I know of the Torah. Kol inra selokat srufa, morgen hu lachosin ba. Hatoruhu mezukot shivasayim. Hainu memtesh ponem lato. 7 shivasayim is 7 by 7 equals 49. Kemoshon chamishim sharei bina nivru uba olam. There are 50 sharei bina of the understanding of the world. Ramban writes about this in Sartoma. To Bereshis. Moshe Hisig Memtes. Moshe Rabbeinu understood 49. So Ramban writes, what is the 50th? That's when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Not just the world, while a human being is cloaked within a physical body, he can never understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's beyond anything physical. HaTorah Atzma, and the Torah Atzma that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that enables us to understand the entire world, contains all these 49. Avihi Atzma in Alachas. So we're in Marcus, but Chabakam in Alachas, Vihi Abitochen. But Tzadik, Vaman also Yich. He says, Ein Luchem Esek, Ben Yistoros. You're not allowed, you have no business chasing the Nistoros, because it's way beyond you. You'll never understand it. But called Inrasel Ketzufo, Hatorah Tzufo, it's everything is in it. It is refined and deep beyond anything you can understand. Ein luchamida tova except bitocha. So learn Torah as much as you can. So what does he say? He says, yes, the Torah has it all. You have to begin with certain levels. Well, they're different level, different level, different level, different level, different level. And you're going to get closer, but you're never going to get there. Sivu vale bo memerelotus. But that's an unbelievable thing, the way the Gra understands. Mogeng hu, it protects who lachosim bo, who trusts in the Torah. We talked, Neshes Chayel, all the Meforshim said, what does it mean? whether it's the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pet, Shabbos, it's all the different Ramos. Botach Bolei Bala. Shololo Yachsa. Shabbos, what does it mean? You have to have a deep trust in Shabbos. Is Shabbos there for our benefit, or it stands in our way? Depends. Only someone who has a deep trust in Shabbos is going to reap the benefits of Shabbos. But Shabbos, some things that Shabbos is a pain in the neck, something to be gotten around, and something to suffer through, because what can we do with Shabbos? You won't be able to derive the whole benefit of Shabbos, and Shabbos won't be there for your benefit. You have to have a bitochen in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have an unbelievable call to change a person. Torah has an unbelievable call to change a person. Mogen hu, it protects you, it guards you, it uplifts you. To who? To everybody, not to everybody. Those who trust me. That's the power. Kikolon kulos ben riduzu. When the sorrows are tachted, yes. Torah will give you chachma. When does Torah give you chachma? If you trust that there's deep chachma. It means, let's take it on the simplest level. On the simplest level, come to a sugya. This doesn't make sense. Okay, but Chazal says stupid. That, but explain to me why it's not stupid. Unless you have a hachnoah to talk about, you're never going to be able to see the chochma. How do we begin learning a sugya? Okay, let's try and understand that. Makes sense, doesn't make sense. If I don't begin with a hachnoah, that there's deep wisdom here, and I have to bend my mind to understand that wisdom, I'm never going to understand the wisdom that's in the Torah. Begins with a hachnoah and a bitochen that something great is here. And that's Torah, that's Shabbos, that's all mitzvahs. Mogen hu, it's a mogen. It has to begin with an anova and a chochmah. And an understanding that by understanding Torah deeply, step by step, by step, by step, get to the deepest understanding of the world. But it's first understanding step one and then step two. And going through until you get to all the memtes, Sharech. Okay, we'll continue going with Perek Lamed, with the various Mefarshim. What it is that these people asked Ogur, and what it is that he explained. Okay.